Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
One of the things I love about poetry is the way it gives words weight. The way it makes you slow down so you can hear everything hiding in them. Rhythm and tone, shadows and illusion. But what if your original language, your family's, your culture's language was stolen from you? Imagine missing all those words, all those layers of meaning built up over generations. Paul Wendell Jr. is a member of the Leech Lake Band of the Ojibwe in northern Minnesota, and he's trying to relearn and reclaim his native language. And what he does with it on stage as the hip-hop performer Tall Paul is revolutionary. My name is Tall Paul. I'm an alcoholic. Used to think I was an issue because I was in college. Tall Paul told Charles Monroe Kane that he didn't actually encounter the Ojibwe language until college.
Being exposed and looks sounds like in small increments to your culture and your language, but at the same time, you're a young man in America in an urban setting. You're immersed in hip-hop. Did you grow up in hip-hop culture? That was just part of who you were?
Yeah, somewhat. I didn't really grow up in the culture in some ways. You know, I wasn't around graph writers or break dancers, anything like that. But I was growing up in a household where hip-hop was always on. That was all we listened to, hip-hop. It's all I ever heard. Didn't hear anything else. I remember being in third grade, sitting in detention, drawing this picture of Snoop Dogg driving a lowrider. That's one clear memory that comes back to me. So, I mean, definitely I would say that I grew up into the hip-hop culture somewhat, but not extensively when it comes to the elements of hip-hop.
At some point in your life, you made a decision, and I don't know when, but you made a decision to connect your indigenous ways with hip-hop. That seems like a crazy decision to me. How did that happen?
As I got older and started becoming little by little more aware of my culture and my people, there started to develop inside of me this curiosity. You know, I wanted to know more about it. And when I got to college, you know, taking the Ojibwe language course was a part of that. I decided to do that because I want to learn more about myself and my people. And I struggled learning the language. In the Guinness Book of World Records, it was considered the most complex language to learn at one point. I don't know if it still is, but you can conjugate a verb in over 1,000 ways, you know. So I was struggling learning the language and even wanting to learn it. You know, I'm not a linguist. I didn't grow up learning different languages. But yeah, I thought maybe if I mix language in with hip hop and, you know, do some of these things, maybe it'll make the language more interesting to me, make me want to learn it more. Maybe I'll try harder with it. So that's where that idea came in as far as the language goes. And ever since then, I've always mixed in my native identity and culture here and there in different songs. Just naturally.
When you, there must have been a point as a young man in college where I would assume you're looking in the mirror, you're alone, and you spoke the Ojibwe language for the first time in a rap song. What was that like for you to hear yourself speak that language in the hip-hop form?
That was a pretty surreal experience because I remember, you know, it was for my senior project at the University of Minnesota. I went back to the computer lab right there in the building, plugged in my beats on the iMac there. I played the beat in the computer lab, and I started rapping a song. And I started spitting that hook in Ojibwe to the section of the beat that's meant for the chorus, that 8-bar section. And it just fit perfectly, and it flowed too. And I was just like, wow, that's crazy. From there, I mean, at that point, I was just like, okay, this was supposed to happen, you know.
Can we hear it? Can I hear that chorus? Do you mind?
Yeah. Get your money, do we do kawashin? Jamushka wizzy yan, me dush but me it is a yan. Me jishanam zagye iway when gnu jishanam bizendal with shanam. Me wane januga mo yan. Nima show miss we do kawashanam. J I budget too young and nishanabe is your twawin. Me jibbi get came to mind, kaya nishanabe be my dizzy win.
Damn, that is so badass. And as I'm hearing you do it, I'm reading the English translation. It is some deep business. Can you talk about what it means?
So basically, it's just a prayer. It's asking for help for myself, but also for all people. Asking for help for all people to just be the best people we can be, you know, be the best we can be. Treat people with respect and kindness and get back in touch with our spirituality so that we can find stability and peace in our lives.
Did you realize at the time that you were basically the first person to ever do this?
I guess I wasn't really sure if I was the first person to do it or not. I thought I might be, but I wasn't positive. Honestly, I still don't know today, but that's what the general feeling seems to be.
Yeah. And the general feeling is for Native groups all around the country, for young people, you are a massive icon. What was it like the first time you performed for other Native people that song? It must have been powerful.
First time performing it was in school as part of my senior project. I performed it for the other Natives in my class. Mm. And that was powerful. It was a really good experience. When I go places and perform that song, I can tell that it's very powerful, and I feel it myself. There's a lot of people who come up to me and say that it's inspiring and it makes them want to learn their own culture and their own language and get more connected in those ways. And that's really why I did the song. So, yeah.
You know, you grew up tough. You had a rough time growing up, I think, and you share that experience, I think, with a lot of Native Americans, reservation or urban setting. Do you feel some obligation to young people now when you go out to reservations or to different urban schools to talk about empowerment and talk about that past and how you've overcome that?
Yeah, that's what it's all about for me. That's my responsibility as somebody who came up. You know, I grew up in the inner city, not in the best environment, went through foster care, you know, dad being in and out of prison, drug addiction all around me. Went through some of those things myself, making my own mistakes. So I do find it as a privilege, but a responsibility also to be able to go to these different communities and talk to adults, kids, whoever might hear me about my experience and, you know, how far down you can go, you know, into the depths of depression.
Yeah.
And still be able to come out of that and come to a place where it's like, wow, I've got this newfound peace of mind as a result of the hard work I've put in and keeping faith, you know, and that's definitely important to me to be able to share my experience with people who need to hear that.
You know, this summer I took my children, they're young, 12, you know, 9, 10, especially my 12-year-old son, really into hip-hop, and we went to Pine Ridge Reservation. We were there for a powwow and spent an evening doing some other stuff as well, spending a couple of days in the area, and I was surprised how much hip-hop iconography and hip-hop ideals were all around me. Tupac, everywhere, and graffiti. Is that the thing that's going to uplift Native American people?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it already is. I feel like it uplifts so many people. It's almost like a universal language. Like you said, hip-hop is a culture. It's not just a genre. You'll have kids in the suburbs listening to it. You'll have kids in the inner city or on the reservation. Kids in third world countries listening to hip-hop. It's really just an empowering culture and music genre, and I feel like it connects to so many people and makes so many people want to fit in with it. It gives so many people something to look to. Get your money, do we do cowboy shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch for me, it is a yarn. Me Shishanam, I get e white when Ganu Shishanam, biz and dad with Shanam, me one Janukam of yarn. Me Mashomis, we do cowboy shit, I'm Jit, I budget too young, and Nishanam, bay is just wild when me Jit big, it came to my KI.
Paul Wendell Jr. He performs as Tall Paul. He's a member of the Leech Lake Band of the Ojibwe in northern Minnesota. Charles Monroe Kane talked with him and put together a Native American hip-hop playlist for you. It's on our website at ttbook.org.